Well, even though in our rite we already have begun the pre-Lent, as it were, the season of Septuagesima, and this is nevertheless Quinquagesima Sunday. In 3 days, we shall celebrate Diem Quartum in Ceneris, the fourth day of the week, Wednesday, in ashes. And then the big time will come. Of course, we hope that everyone, each individual, young and old, will perform ample penances. They are necessary for your salvation, for our salvation. They are necessary for my salvation. And so we encourage everyone to begin this Lent with a desire to do good, to increase in good if we already do good, to not be complacent in the things that we have done in the past, but to be assiduous in prayer and penitence and penance. This is most important. Of course, the entry for today gives us a good inkling of what we have and what we need. Esto mi king deum protectorem, et in locum refugie, refugi, ut salvo me facias. Be thou unto me a God, a protector, and a place of refuge to save me, for thou art my strength, bonum firmamentum meum et refugium meum est tu, and my refuge. Only in God, only in Him, can we achieve anything good. And so we see in the Epistle of St. Paul, an epistle that is oftentimes used to the extent that ad nauseam, not so much in our rite, but in other rites, and of course, in people preaching about marriage and charity and so forth, we have this wonderful epistle that speaks to us of charity, which is it's totally necessary. Without it, we cannot go to heaven. Of course, remember that St. Thomas says that charity is equal to grace. But grace is equal to charity. If I have not charity, I become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And of course, most of the times, most people do not listen to that. It goes in one ear and out the other. But he tells us all the things that charity are, which we should all meditate upon. This reading, as a matter of fact, serves as a good meditation for confession, a good examination for confession, which hopefully we do often. And of course, it is the law of the Church for many centuries that we do so during this season that is called the Easter duty that we have spoken about already in the bulletin. Then, of course, charity is much more than that. And he speaks of the fact that without charity, we become nothing. That now we look as in a mirror. And of course, in the time of Paul, mirrors were made out of metal. And they were not perfect. They were blurred. They were warbled. And so when you saw your image in a mirror, you did not see yourself. He says, now you don't see yourself. But when this passes, what is this? This life. Then you shall see. And then you shall see Christ as he really is. Then, of course, we have the beautiful gospel from St. Luke. Twice a year, we honor this mystery, this great mystery of the Transfiguration. And in a way, as the fathers point out for today, we see that before he shows himself to the apostles, not only all, but only three, he tells them, be prepared. And of course, that's why it happened. Be prepared, because I will be, that is, the Son of Man, who is Jesus, will be arrested and beaten and spit upon and flagellated, and then finally they will kill me. And then I will rise again on the third day. But as it is with most of us even today, we do not understand it. They do not understand it. Of course, this continues. We don't have all of it here. In the meantime, as they were walking, there is a blind man that comes and he wants to know what's going on. And they tell him, Jesus of Nazareth approaches. He had heard about him. Oh my goodness, what an opportunity for me. Now we have the opportunity every day at Mass, every day at Communion, every time we want to at confession. And oftentimes we neglect those opportunities, but we go through the motions without ever really thinking and appreciating that which we do. The most incredible gift from God, that he gives himself to us as our food, as our heavenly food, as a manna from on high, our wayfarer's food. Wayfarers, we are on the way. We are pilgrims on the way, hopefully, to heaven. And so, we do not understand either. But the blind man has, by the grace of God, and only these things come only by the grace of God, he realized what was going on. And so our Lord told him, come, what do you want from me? What do you want that I should do for me, for you? And he says, Lord, that I may see. Like most of us, he was blind, physically as well as spiritually. And our Lord says to him, you shall see. Your faith has saved you. And so too for us. If we ask to not be blind any longer, because most of us are indeed blind, he shall say to us, you shall see. And then we shall see him. Beginning little by little in this earth, as we come to understand the sacred mysteries of our faith, of our religion. And then at the end of time, our time, in all time, we shall see him as he is. We shall see that the one whom we adore in the tabernacle, which is the gate of heaven, is not only that, but God himself. The one whom we receive in Holy Communion, who blesses us through the consecrated hands of the priest, is Christ himself. The one to whom we have intercession and prays for us and intercedes for us in every way is not any other than the Mother of God. And so we need to try to assimilate and ingest all these mysteries. And of course, the season of Lent is a very wonderful season in which we shall prepare, not only for the sacred days of Holy Week and of the sacred Triduum, the days that transformed the universe, but also, especially, for the end of time. And of course, most of us will not live to the end of time. Most of us will die. But for us, that is the end of time. And then what will we hear from our Lord? Despite all that the Blessed Mother and the saints do for us, interceding for us and praying for us, what will we hear from our Lord? Will we be invited into the heavenly kingdom? Or will we be sent for eternity into the eternal fires of hell? Each and every one of us has that opportunity. And this begins for us today, but much more so tomorrow and Wednesday in a very special way, we will have the opportunity to start anew a holy season of Lent filled with penitence. Penitence that comes from the love of God, which we must have. Without this love, which we call in theology charity, the third but most important of the theological virtues, without this love of God, we cannot enter heaven. So do not waste your time while you have it. Use it and increase and multiply inside yourself so that you may grow in the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.